It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she does have the look on this sunny Friday morning. Fashionista Fridays with Monica Bothan is on the air. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Paul Ramo.
How are you?
And Maynard Meyer.
Maynard says hi.
Hi.
Well, we're doing our social distancing once again. Usually Monica's in the studio, but she's over in Dawson at her place of business, and we're doing our social distancing still.
We still are. The show must go on, but as usual, I wanted just to say Monica's is in full bloom.
That's right. It's springtime.
It's springtime. It's sunshiny. And guess what? I got some fright. I've been kind of laying low a little bit. And now my hubby says, you know, it's time to maybe get your freight done and do this and that. And I kind of like it when KB, you know, jacks me up a little bit so I can get on the ball. It's easy. I called it a staycation I've had.
A staycation, okay.
So, yeah. So, you know, that's what people have to look at it as. A staycation, you know, vacations are when you leave, right? And
right.
Go everywhere. But a staycation is when you stay at home.
Well, we've all been doing that.
Yes, and everybody, we've been listening so good and everything, you know. It's not easy. It's not easy. But guess what? We're going to focus on positiveness. And in honor of my mama, I started last week on, I call it Mama Mondays, that I give two $100 gift certificates for liking and sharing my video on Facebook.
Oh, God, awesome.
And the last time, actually, I should say, when I first done it, I got so excited that I didn't pay attention on my phone. My battery's kind of going low. So then when you'd hear me, it would kind of go in and out. So bear with me. I'm a one-person show. But last week, with my first week, I had a picture of shoes, and I did it for a reason. My mama always said, you got to wear good footwear. Got to have good shoes. Okay. So I thought that would be fitting for the first week. So the first week, the winners are Cindy Anderson and Becky Van Binsbergen. And they each win a $100 gift certificate.
Wow.
From Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Yes.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And that's in honor of your mother, then.
Yes, honor and memory of my mama. Mm-hmm. You know, she passed away last November. And so, and her birthday in heaven, she'll be 100 May 16th.
Oh, that's right.
So every Monday until that day, that week of, I'll be giving $200 certificates a week. And you know, my mom loved to give, and I love to give also, and I know how much that made her happy. I did a boutique at the care center when she was here in town, and we gave everybody a gift of either a necklace set or a scarf. And I had a beautiful picture with her, and I said, Mama, what do you think? She goes, you sure are making a lot of women happy. And so I'm going to carry with this me my entire life to make others happy.
That's right. Good.
So this week, I did a video of a hot pink jacket over a flowered dress. My mom loved color, and she loved flowers. So I, you know, I'd always try to dress up when I'd go see her because I knew how much she loved clothes herself. So I always tried to look my best on my day off. So when people would see me, they'd say, oh, are you working today? I say, no, I'm going to see Mama. Oh, that's right. It's Mama Monday, you know? So I put a video on my page of a hot pink jacket and over a flower dress, and I'd like people to like and share that, because what we need right now is to like and share the love.
Right.
In honor of my mom.
Right, on Facebook.
Next Monday,
okay.
Yep, it's on Facebook. You know, I shared it. I think I have one on my home, my personal page under Monica Bothan, and I think I have one under my business page. But you need to like and share that. You can do it all weekend. And then I pick the next winners on this Monday at 6:48 p.m.
Okay. Great. That's a great idea, Monica.
Well, thank you. It just gives me so much joy. And I kind of laid low on the cardigans for carrying. I have my vehicle ready to go with all these cardigans to deliver, but when everything was going on and stuff, I thought, you know, I'm just going to lay low a little bit,
and then
I'll re-deliver again.
Okay. Well, I know everyone's staying at home, and we usually don't dress up at home, but I'm interested to know what Monica's wearing today at home.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, Paul, Remo, because I easily could have been on pajamas when I've been watching people go to have Zoom meetings. They've been having pajamas on. Well, guess what? I need to wear jeans today, that zipper and a button, because they said we should all be trying on our pants, you know?
Yep.
Not just living in leggings and jammies, so, and it makes you feel good, right? When you feel like you're going to work or you have a purpose. And I'm not knocking jammies either. Trust me, I've been in my nightshirts a lot. But I could put on these boot-cut jeans. It's a slim boot, distressed in some areas, a zipper and a button, and it fits. And then I've got a short sleeve tie-dyed. I know you and Maynard would love it because it's tie-dyed.
Oh.
And it's got stones all over it.
Back to the 70s.
And it's flowy. Yes, and it's really, really, really cute. So after I put my makeup on, I didn't do that yet, but my hair is getting longer. And so I think I might be growing up my hair. Why not?
Yeah, right.
Why not?
I think everyone's hair is getting longer.
You know, I still could color my own, so that's a good thing. But the bottom line is, why not? So I'm just really comfy. And I'm on a mission today to reach out to some people again, because we need to do that. And I've had a lot of people reach out to me. Thank you, thank you. So, you know, the show must go on. Life must go on. And I want to talk to you briefly, because I know I took up most of the show already. But I just unpacked some freight, Paul. Remember, you're helping me with freight?
Yep.
And I opened up a bunch of golf apparel. And so I put that those pictures on my Facebook page. One of my companies, they do golf dresses now, and they do Bermudas and sleeveless tops. Cuter than cute stuff. Great for travel, too. And then I unwrapped this really, really, really cute floral dress with a little sleeve, little cap sleeve. Cuter than cute. Flowy. So, you know, it's all about flowy, where we want it to be flowy. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I unwrapped that, and oh, just a lot of color is going on. And then I'm starting this afternoon. I'm getting on the ball here. I am doing a little message, a little burp, a blurb, a little live video on denim.
On denim?
Okay. On denim. Yes, because everybody has been wearing skinnies or leggings and stuff, but we're going to embrace the narrow boot leg, because actually wide legs and boot cuts are really making a comeback. They never were out of style, but so the bootleg, you know, you can't beat it with your clogged shoes a little bit, you know. Kind of embracing the 70s today, you guys.
Right.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, are we going to mention jean jackets?
Yes. And so what I was going to say is, for our wardrobe must-haves, when everybody is at home, pay attention to your wardrobes. Make sure you have the cutest jean jacket ever. More than one, maybe a longer one, a shorter one, a distressed one, a non-distressed one, and then a bunch of denim. And we know that it's okay to wear a darker denim jacket on a lighter bottom. We're not supposed to go real light and a dark bottom. We're supposed to go darker on top with the jacket and then lighter on the bottom if you want a contrast.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I got so many women out there that say, I need a new pair of jeans. So I thought, you know what? It's that time of year. I was going to focus on a bunch of denim.
Good. Yeah, denim is will probably never go out of style, right?
You know, it isn't. And for right now, it's practical. Like for me, if I'm going to work in here a little bit today, I want to have something where if I'm moving things around, I get dusty on my, I don't know why there'd be any dust in your knob, because I've really been cleaning up the place. But let's say I whip up a little dust or whatever, you wipe it on your jeans and it disappears. And jeans are so tough, you know? So I'm embracing denim today. I think a lot of people, You know, if they're going to slowly get out and about sometime, Canum is huge. And I want to talk to you about if they're too long, you can just cut them to your length, and that's really in style now, too.
Cut them to what now? Your legs. What's that mean?
To your own length.
Oh, length. Okay.
So we'll Monicanize the denim.
Okay.
So there's hems on them, right? A lot of them want the same hem. And, yes, a lot of them will do that. I get it. But you might want to just have one pair that's kind of different, you know? And if they're a little long, you can just cut them to your length. If you want me to help, you know, I'm not that good at it. But if you don't want to hem them, you can just cut them to length.
Okay. All right.
And a lot of times we find a great jean, Paul, and we think, oh, that would be so cute as a pedal pusher or a capri or whatever. Well, you can cut it to your own length and make it into a capri. So I'm really going to try to be informational and something new to discuss. And, yeah, I think people have a little bit of time to maybe take that in. And, yeah, I want to just continue to be sharing with others and kind and try to stay healthy.
Right.
And embrace spring, because this too shall, you know, maybe it'll teach us all to slow down a tad and what, you know.
Yep.
We're all trying to get through this together.
That's right. Talk a little bit about what else you have in the store there, what you've been moving around.
Okay, so when you walk into Monica's, it's full of color, flowers, color, wraps, like over sleeveless tops, a lot of cardigans. But that main room has a lot of my rider shoes, too, that are in, like, the neutral colors and the animal print and the navies. Those shoes for spring, actually, I have a pair of my own right behind the counter, navy with tan. Oh, maybe I should put those shoes on today. They're really comfortable. They're like a tennis shoe, but yet they're just a slip-on. So a lot of people love those, and they fit good, and they're great for summer, and they're comfy. So that would be a great find. Actually, I can ship to anybody that will see something on my website. I shouldn't say website, my Facebook page. I don't have a website. I post a lot of pictures. Yep. I have a lot of good customers that, you know, they really want to come into my store, but bottom line is if they can't right now with everything that's going on, I can ship too. So that I thank you for, I don't know how I got a little sidetracked on there, but
yep.
So, and then when you walk to the left where my cash register is, my black and white.
We got 1 minute, Monica, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I've redone everything. The vacation room, the shoe room is my animal print room, and we're working on stuff.
Yep.
And I'm open. Oh, I can't say my hours right now because I'm not open. But
that's right.
You can message me, and I'll ship something to you. If it needs to be delivered, I can do that. Whatever, if somebody's in a panic and they need something, I'm here for you still.
All right. Now, big thing is to share them videos, right?
Oh, please. Because you know what? Right now, that's what I have to have a purpose. And my purpose is love. To share, and I know Mama would be so proud of me doing this. So we want to like and share these
right.
videos. You can love it, you can like it, you can do whatever you want with it, but that's how I get my names for the drawing. And please like and share that hot pink video with the jacket and the dress all weekend long, and I pick the winners at 6:48 on Monday.
Okay, thanks, Monica, for the show this morning, and hopefully we don't have to do this too much longer. You can be back in the studio.
No, I'm looking forward to coming in the studio pretty darn quick.
Okay. Thanks, Monica. You have a great rest of the day.
You too.